Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. We're doing okay, but I think we're in a bad situation, Kevin.
Oh, why do you think that, Stephen?
Well, you know, at one point we were in the lead, we were doing fine, and then these stinky Formians came and pulled shenanigans on us, and now we're at half speed, and there's a meteor mine on our behind.
Oh, is that what happened last time?
On Critical Hit.
Rodrigo, you sound so unenthusiastic. So unenthusiastic. You're like, on Critical Hit.
I am present.
Okay. You're right, Stephen. So you guys are in the redemption race. You're trying to shoot for the top spot. You have to win this race outright to get back into the Drifters competition and uncover whatever nonsense is going on behind the scenes between the producers and murder and the like. But for right now, where you guys are, yeah, you're fighting three other ships on this complicated race course. You guys are second from the lead right now as the Formian hive mind ship, the Myrmecia, has edged just ahead of you. And yeah, as Stephen said, you're connected to this biological ship by dozens of tendrils that have pierced the Squeaky Clean's hull. Meanwhile, the Celebrant of Darkness, the ship from Team Immense Tomorrow, is coming up just behind you, and bringing up the rear is the new Team Rust Dragons, Umber Wyvern. And we will cut to our hosts for...
I got a question real quick. Didn't the Formian ship just get nailed by a mine, and then Brian rolled like a super high damage thing?
He did. Brian rolled 100 on the D100 for critical damage, as there are mines tracking you around this track as you go and increase in speed. And yeah, the Formian ship did get hit in its power core. So it is suffering a good deal of penalties, but it is also ahead of you. So who knows? Okay. So. We go back to that swoosh-shaped silver desk, our standard two hosts are there, including this guy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Drifters, the galaxy's only infosphere show where one host is a memory-backed-up clone and the other eats them at the end of each episode. I'm your host, Jock Hammer. Shulai, I think the writers overdid it on that one. I mean, I'm not going to eat you, and you're certainly not going to eat me, right?
Shulai shifts colors and forms while floating menacingly without saying a word.
Shulai?
And Shulai roils a bit more, then releases a gout of yellow-green acidic poison from some of her venom glands. Jock screams in horror as he is dissolved alive. And then Shulai says,
"While that marinates, please enjoy a word from our sponsors."
And the camera cuts to a human man dressed in a gray t-shirt and beige slacks, standing in the middle of a pretty nondescript room. The room is all in neutral tones, and the man's holding a black visor with what look like little neural probes sticking out of it. He says,
"Do your work rotations drag on endlessly? Have you ever wanted to just zone out? How about to time travel just a little into the future? Then you might just need Oubliette, the forgetting place. We focus so much on data capture, memory enhancement, and augmented senses that we've forgotten how good it feels to just pass time doing nothing. Simply wear the Oubliette headset, set the timer for how long you wish to be in the forgetting place, and you're good to go.
your body will keep doing what you were doing before, and you can even make appropriate noises and basic small talk without remembering any of it. Oubliette has a variety of uses other than just at work. Your child's boring recital. Your partner telling you about dreams they had last night. Anytime you don't like what you see when you look in the mirror. You can even use it as affordable elder care. Here you go, Mom. See you next holiday season. Why, it does feel like I just visited you yesterday, doesn't it? Don't believe us? Just listen to these testimonials. Fortune 12, a shift worker at the Verses Shipyards. There's no memory, no guilt, no regret. It's the best I feel all day. Or Zamzu, a Kasathan outcast from Adari. I spent decades mastering 9 disciplines of meditation to empty my mind and feel one with the universe. Oubliette does all the work for you. What have I done with my life? Then he flicks the switch for his own Oubliette on. Or Daku, a former prisoner.
I spent 20 years imprisoned for a crime I didn't commit. But because the warden used Oubliette, I only remember the first 10 years. Now that's what I call time off for good behavior. Ha ha, ha ha, ha.
Don't clutter your mind with unnecessary memories. Enjoy Oubliette, the forgetting place, today.
I'll take 6.
Horrifying.
Yes.
You know, no matter how many times I see Shulai eat Jock, it always still gets me.
So, you guys are in the yellow ring. It is time for initiative, which means a piloting check from Bob.
All right, here comes a piloting check, everybody.
Oh, and don't forget, you have Grace can help you. So there are like 4, I think we called them Graces before, which is +2 to a check. So just kind of keep track of those per round.
I rolled a 35.
That is quite good.
Thank you.
So that is good enough for second.
What? These guys.
I mean, you're up against several other ships and only one of them has to beat you.
Yeah,
for
that's
you to
true.
Not go first. Let's remember how things work a little bit here. It's a little different because we are in starship combat. So the person with the lowest initiative kind of declares their action, sets their movement first, and then we'll go through the other phases. So there's the there's the engineering phase first, then there's the helm phase, then there's the gunnery phase. So I guess technically we can start with engineering phase, which everybody will resolve all of your actions at the same time, so it doesn't matter. Does anyone want to take any actions during the engineering phase?
Yeah, give me a second.
So these are like captain, chief mate, engineer often, sometimes the magic officer.
Do we still have spores that need to be unspored?
I think you have unspored the ship.
Okay.
Because I remember that happening. Yep.
Yeah, is there anything in particular that we can do with the life sciencing?
So you could make certain scanning checks as like a science officer to try to either look for something or like assess the Myrmecia, for instance. You are still connected to it by these tendrils, as I said before. Is there something that you particularly want to know that you think life science would apply to?
No, I'm just trying to remember the drug-addled mind of Rob from 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, however long it's been. And I remember making life science checks, but I don't remember exactly what other than for spore stuff.
It was mostly spore stuff because we kept getting hit by spore stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we've got the spores cleared, then I probably don't have anything to do with life science specifically.
Can you do something to get those gremlins to go in there and tear apart the tendril that's connected?
That was my next thought, yeah, is what Steven said.
Sure. So I would think would happen during the gunnery phase, because you're still attacking basically another ship. You're using the special torpedoes that you've got prepared with the gremlins, but it's still an attack.
Gotcha.
Anybody else?
I suppose I should probably patch something.
Yeah, that seems good.
Do we want the life support or the engines? I'm guessing the engines.
Yeah, I would say the engines.
Why would you? We say that because we don't breathe.
Yeah, but all the right. Engines do like affect almost everything.
Piloting. Let's see. So... Oh. Where's my guy?
Oh, yeah. So, Steven, did you factor in the -2 penalty?
No, I did not. Sorry. So, that would have been a 30.
That's okay. It doesn't change the outcome in this case, but just so you know.
Yep.
How do we get rid of these tendrils connecting it to the Formians?
That's an excellent question that life science might be able to answer.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't know if that's part of the engineering action, but it's an action for you, Rob.
I guess we can do that instead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about the gremlins too, but I'm super not excited about our speed being halved.
Oh, no one was excited about gremlins too, Sam. Don't,
gremlins.
You don't shoot. I love gremlins too.
It's a wonderful movie.
And then
Hulk Hogan yells at the television.
Looks straight at the person. Not just in the movie, but it's definitely in the movie.
And they keep changing the interstitial thing to match different formats that the movie's getting released in. It's great.
Yeah. I love the fact that everybody left up to defend Gremlins.
They're all wrong, and they should feel bad about defending Gremlins, too. Anyway, Rob and Brian.
Are you guys taking actions during the engineering phase?
Life science to figure out how to deal with tendrils? Is that
sure? Yeah, you can go ahead and assess these tendrils that are burrowing into the ship. Why don't you give me a life science check?
Okay. May I use a grace on this? Does anybody
sure.
mind
yeah, no,
if I use
it.
A grace?
No,
go
on
for
okay.
it. Go for it.
Sounds
yeah.
good.
Yep.
28.
All right. The way that these connecting tendrils work, while they're connected, both vessels have one lower maneuverability rating, and they're both reduced to half speed. So you guys can tow one another, and you can't move more than 5 hexes from the other one until the connection is broken. You can, let's see here. The ship that made the connection, so the Mermessia, can break the connection as an action. Any crew member can do it. But you guys, the pilot, can attempt to break free during their action as a piloting check with a DC of 15 plus 1.5 times the tier rating of the firing ship, so the Mermessia. And that breaks the connection on a success. You can also just shoot at it. The tendril has an armor class and target lock, the same as the Mermessia. And if the tendril takes any damage whatsoever, it breaks and ends the connection.
So if Bob was to try to pilot out of it, would that eat up our ability to move? Or would that be part of the movement to try to, like, shake out of it?
Yeah, would that just be basically him doing a different maneuver from one of the various ones he's got access to?
That's right. It's a variant maneuver. You could still move your speed, but you couldn't do any of the other fancy things.
Well, okay. I would say that Bob's ability to pilot is about the most reliable thing we have. And if we... are going to shoot
us.
If we're going to shoot, we might as well shoot at their belly.
Yeah. Well, I think their backside doesn't have any shields, right? Or what are they lacking on the Mermessia? What are they lacking on the backside of their ship? Same thing we didn't put in. Rear-facing guns or something?
Well, yeah. They have taken a beating on their aft shields, actually.
Okay.
Maybe because they've been up ahead along with you guys, and that mine hit them from behind. Yeah, that's the other problem. Mines hit you from behind. So, yeah, their aft shields are highly compromised. All right. So that was Amu. Brian, did Skritik want to do something?
Yeah, I think I'll do engineering to try to patch the engines to get rid of the pilot penalty.
All right. So you're in the engine system, tucked between things that are malfunctioning. Sparks are flying everywhere. Why don't you go ahead and give me your check?
Your engineering. Everyone check. Mind if I do grace on this as well?
Go for it.
All right. So this plus two. So 32.
Nice. So you definitely succeed in patching it. Why don't you describe for me how you patch it?
I think largely with Grace's directions, I use extinguishing foam to put out the most damaged sections and start doing some soldering to rewire many of the panels to backup systems.
Nice. Yeah, you've got like a wrench in one cheek pouch while you're holding the spray foam and the soldering iron in your hands, and Grace's speaking to you at a gentle tone, but consistently and urging you forward. All right, that's good. Does anybody else want to take actions during the engineering phase? Hecubino? I don't know.
No, I'm going to do a demand action during gunnery phase.
Cool. All right. I'm pretty sure that everybody else will be going later. So now we go into the helm phase. So the helm phase is the one where we declare our movement ahead of time, and then we resolve it in reverse order. So the Mermessia is the slowest, so it has to declare first, and it starts zipping around for five, so it can move five hexes away from you guys before it has to start towing you, which it will do, but it can only tow you one space because it's so slow, and it basically halves your speed to tow a person. So you guys do get dragged a little further ahead by those connecting tendrils. Actually, that would not make sense due to resolution. Boy, that's an awkward thing. We're going to move them there, and we'll see how you guys can declare movement later, and you probably will never have been more than five hexes away. All right, so next up is the Umber Wyvern, the new team Rush Dragon. They're highly frustrated with how slow their ship is. They're like one of the big hulking freighters, but they are relatively unopposed. 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. Okay. And the Umber Wyvern, will emerge basically right next to you and fly a little bit forward. That brings up the squeaky clean in terms of reverse order. Bob,
if we have a move,
yep.
Yeah, if we have moves, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, I think we can get to here. So
yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
And then, yeah, we still stay within five of.
You're always within five of the Mermessia. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And so, do I need to do a? My pilot check now to see if we break free, or
if that's going to be your action, then yes, absolutely.
And that will include a maneuver to.
Oh, go ahead.
So I still get a move, but I also did get to declare this piloting action.
Yep.
To mm-hmm. break free, correct? Okay, so yep. I'm going to do that.
If he does the action first, do we get our full movement?
It's part of the same action.
Okay.
So no.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and use a grace to get a plus one. So we should have
plus two, sir. Plus...
Oh, so I get plus two from grace plus plus one because our maneuverability has been.
Oh, your maneuverability is still penalized. Okay. Yep.
All right. So yeah. So I just get a plus two from grace. So here comes my piloting, and that's a 25.
Hey, Grace makes Grace is very useful there because that is a not low DC. So good work.
Yay! Thank you, Grace.
You're welcome, Bob. Please try to not get us all destroyed.
I'm trying my best. More synthetic sweat runs down my face.
You can go ahead and move the little squeaky clean icon, Stephen, wherever you...
Yep. And then how do we rotate it?
So it's actually... I can see the little line. It's behind you right now. It's in the green.
Oh, okay. Ring. I see it in the green. Okay, great.
Yep.
There we go.
Yep. Boom.
Got it.
And you guys moved plenty enough to change your facing to that degree, so I'm not worried about it, even at average maneuverability. Okay. But I will adjust the other ships and the fast.
So we did break free from.
Have broken free from those tendrils. So going forward, you should be okay. And then the Celebrant of Darkness, which was actually the fastest ship, and they are going to try to. Oh, actually. Same with the Umber Wyvern, now that I think about it. Yeah, they're going to punch it and try to catch up a little bit by accelerating. All right. So we're going to head into the gunnery phase. Rodrigo, was there something that... Well, actually, I guess I have to declare my actions again first. The Myrmecia, not ahead anymore. You guys are ahead. So, think that means we should use...
Should attack that ship right next to him.
I mean, the ship right next to it is a problem. Celebrant of Darkness. But you guys are ahead. See, that's the thing. You're in the lead. How do I not attack the person in the lead? Yeah, we're going to attack.
Just don't.
No.
Be a real jerk and attack the person in the rear.
Yeah. That way, you'll take out the people in the back.
Yeah, when do the bombs move? I forgot when the...
End of round.
End of round.
You guys are going to be targeted by its starboard light spore cannon, which targets your target lock. What is that?
The target lock currently is sitting at 16.
Okay.
You can't get it. You'll miss it.
We shall see. All right, so the set of spores are fired and away, and they may crash into the ship. We will have to see in a moment what other actions are taken. The Umber Wyvern is going to use its heavy laser cannon on the Celebrant of Darkness, blasting away some of its thick layers of shielding, of armor, rather. Its shields are already in pretty bad shape, so it's just taking a solid hit to its hull, and we'll have to roll some damage for that. What are you guys doing?
Mocking the creativity of Team Rust Dragon for naming their ship just two synonyms for Rust and Dragon. Were you going to do some sort of scanny thing or no?
He already did.
I had figured out how we get off or get the tendrils.
I missed the scanny thing. Okay. Because I'm looking at this thing, it says I can help you with a scanny thing, but if you've already done it, that probably won't.
Now, we're at shooting or okay. helping to shoot.
Hmm.
You could launch some gremlins.
Could I launch some gremlins?
You absolutely could.
How do I launch gremlins?
I don't suppose there's any way you could improve our target lock at this point.
You could attempt to use the flak. Don't you guys have laser nets? Not flak cans. You upgraded them. You guys have laser nets mounted on the side that someone could, if they were using them, could use that. Do you see where it says point plus 10? What that means is you make a check, and it's like a gunnery check, but it's you just roll a d20 and add 10 to it, the DC is equal to 10 plus that spore's speed, and if you exceed the spore's speed, you blow it up while it's still heading for the ship, and it doesn't hit you.
Well, that sounds like something I can do.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
So it's just a d20 plus 10? Do I get any modifiers?
D20 plus 10. That's what the modifier you get.
I have a pretty, awesome spheroid. All right, let's try it.
Great. Grace could assist you if you want, and that would be the last
one. Oh, good job, Quentin.
Shut up.
That one.
Oh boy. Okay. That will not be successful.
Yeah. That hurts.
I'm trying to think of how that botches.
No, you don't need to do that. It'll be fine.
Oh, I know exactly how that botches.
Don't do it.
It's definitely going to hit the weapons. And Quentin himself will be infected with some spillover damage from the spores. That's what will happen. We'll resolve that in a moment. Okay. Hecubino.
Hecubino will... also, can we real quick double check? Because for some reason I thought the... laser nets were like a reaction.
They are a reaction. Okay. Yeah.
So does
he can having... still take another action, it still hasn't blown it up, so.
Okay. Hecubino will come into the gunnery area and basically straddle whatever console Vangie's at and go like, okay, it's crunch time, let's go. And like, you actually start like slapping her in the muzzle where he knows like it's actually like might hurt a little bit. He's not trying to like hurt her, obviously. Trying to get her like pumped up and channel that rage into shooting. So we're out of grace, right?
There's one more grace.
Okay, I'm gonna take it to
counteract the penalty.
So this will be an intimidate check. 23. So the difficulty, yeah, okay, so that's gonna give a plus 4 to the next gunnery action that Vangie takes.
Sweet. She will, as you like smack her in the muzzle, kind of like snarl and be like, yeah!
Yeah! And then he'll like completely get out of her way, like do like a really stupid tumble, like gymnastics, like poor gymnastics tumble out of the way.
Nice. Okay. You guys that's resolved. So I guess technically, yeah, Quentin, you still have another action if you want as you know, Rodrigo pointed out, that was only an immediate action. So you could still do something else if you want.
Man, what can I screw up now? Let's see.
That's what I've been asking this whole game.
Do we have an arc on anyone else? Assuming that Sam's on the mazer.
No, yeah, unfortunately not, because we didn't.
I think you could get an arc on the. Couldn't you get an arc on the Myrmecia?
Oh, I suppose that's true. Using like the laser net.
Yeah, using the laser net again.
That's fair.
Quentin's already sitting at it.
That's true. I mean, just because I missed once doesn't mean that I'll miss again.
Now, this check would be separate. This would be a regular gunnery check as opposed to that flat.
That's okay. My range attack roll is good. It's not a plus 10, but it's not not a plus 10. Firing laser net system.
Wow.
23.
That would have stopped you guys from being hit by the...
You know what? You do not come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding and mock me openly to my spheroid face.
Why don't you roll 2d6?
2d6.
Technically, that we don't deal the damage until resolution phase, but we're almost there anyway, so who cares?
Let's just call it 12 and be good. That sounds good, right?
Oh, no. Okay, and... last but not least, Vangie.
All right, then I'm going to take my pumped up shot at the Myrmecia with the mazer, try to maybe finish them off because they have been
now,
annoying.
Here's a question for you, Rodrigo. That action you took, is it plus 4 for all her checks or just the first check?
You grant a plus 4 to one specific check by succeeding in an intimidate check.
Okay.
You must use it before the check is rolled. You can dismiss an individual character only once per combat. Yeah, so it's to a character for one specific roll.
Okay, cool. That's fine because, you know, there are ways where, you know, she could fire the weapon multiple times or different weapons. I can't remember all the different actions.
Right, so
gunnery,
if she took a double shot, she'd have to pick which one it applied to. Or technically, I pick which one it applies to, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, so I could use, you know, fire at will, where I take, like, a penalty and fire two shardship weapons, but I don't really want to fire, like, the lasers aren't that impressive.
They're not that powerful. They're mostly there to protect the ship.
Yeah, exactly.
Get on it.
I mean, what did Will ever do to us anyway?
So yeah, I'm going to just fire the mazer at, take that plus 4 bonus to, my normal, attack. So let me double check what that is again. It's my ranged attack, is pretty good. Okay.
And there's still one grace left.
Yeah. Let's do it. Use it or lose it, I suppose. We don't have any other actions waiting in the wings, right?
Cool. Literally last action of the turn, I think.
All right. Yep. So my base is plus 10, plus 4 from Hecubino, plus 2 from Grace.
Sounds right.
Sweet. That's going to be a 34 to hit then.
Super high.
Who are you targeting with it?
The Myrmecia.
The Myrmecia, and you're going to target their.
If
you
we
can't target their aft.
Okay.
You could target their four shields or.
Yeah, I'll target their four shields. That I think makes the most sense.
Okay.
Is that what Quentin was targeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So a little bit of damage from the laser net, and then go ahead and roll damage for the mazer.
Sweet. It's going to be 60-10 plus my weapon specialization. So take 54 damage.
Holy cow. Okay,
That was a good roll. Way to not roll below average on any die.
Oh, no. They were all above average, including two tens.
Yep.
Two sixes, two tens, two eights. Yeah, that's a really above average roll on 60-10. Trying to think what average is.
I know how to get under her scales.
Yep, yep. I was pumped.
All right. And with that, Myrmecia, you know, it had some electromagnetic shielding that the laser net kind of washed over, and there's like little crackles of electricity and bioluminescence. And it all looks very pretty. And then Vangie turns the maser on it and just blasts a line through it. And the hull of the ship cracks like a bug that's been split open. And goo just starts evaporating into space, forming all the little tiny, tiny, like a liquid turning into a gas evaporating into the vacuum. And you watch several Formian ants kick about wildly in space before they stop moving as the Myrmecia is destroyed outright.
Yay, we murdered
them!
Bug murder! Bug murder! No, no, no.
Incoming spores!
No, no, no!
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. And then you guys are hit by the incoming spores because that is how it happens.
That's great. It's like a death rattle effect.
All right. You are hit, which, let me double check here. That's going to cause some... What is your guys' shield on the
port side?
Port side, yeah.
16.
16, yeah.
All right. All of that goes away.
No.
And you take 1 point of hull damage.
Tick.
Which also causes a critical effect.
Ugh, 1 point. How the magic annoying. Number.
Also, Quentin, for your critical failure on this, it does automatically target the weapons. And you take 17 points of fungal explosion damage yourself.
Your mom's a.
Could be listening to this podcast right now, for all you know.
I apologize, Kevin's mom.
Hi, Kevin's mom.
Is so minus two point? To weapons.
Where's that stamina point? Or?
So yeah, the it'll go to stamina first, just like regular damage. Got and it. Yeah, the good news is that this only applies to the, I guess, port side laser net. So it could be a lot worse. The port side laser net is now glitching. And that's the only weapons, weirdly, are kind of nice to hit because like everything else is everything. But for weapons, it's like, oh, no, only, you know, pick an arc. And it's like the arc that you were hit gets affected. So could be worse.
Yeah, especially like, you know, luckily it's not like the maser.
And the Celebrant of Darkness. Oh, I forgot that they also have to resolve their action. We jumped a little bit ahead in terms of resolving things, but who cares? It's fine. It's all fine. I do think that they want to use one of their special weapons against you, though.
No.
Because you're ahead of them. You're so far ahead. We have to slow you down. Yeah, we're going to do
that. We're fairly ahead.
Yeah, we're going to use our gravity well generator against you. So a little mini black hole just barely under the control of this spiderish looking flying ship. And it seems to harness its power and little flicks of the asteroids, you know, go into it. It bends light near it, but somehow it's able to kind of propel it and generate it in just the right place to tether you guys to it. And I suppose I have to make a check for it, though. Oh, yeah. I have to hit your... Oh, it's an electronic countermeasures. So it's going to target your... target lock again. 16 still, yeah?
Yep.
Correct.
All right. Then you guys are temporarily caught in a gravity well, which means your speed is halved and your maneuverability is increased, is made worse by one step.
Oh, back where we were.
Back where you were. So the good news is they can't use it again unless they start taking actions to like divert power to the weapon, because it takes a ton of power to use a gravity well generator.
Got to generate that black hole.
Exactly. And we're ready for the mines. They're going to all follow you guys, and they will get faster as well, because I suppose I should do the mine that's... So the mine that's furthest in the back is going to hit the Umber Wyvern and blow up. That is going to definitely destroy its aft shields and deal some hull damage to it. Now, the Umber Wyvern is tough. The Myrmecia was the weakest ship in terms of hull points. But it had good shields, but you guys kept destroying those. So the Umber Wyvern takes a little ding from that. And then a bunch more of these mines are following you guys. This one is going to, I guess they all technically accelerate on.
Oh, they don't attack the rust dragon?
No. Nope. They will go for the next target. They try to spread themselves out.
Okay.
So they always attack the furthest one back, and then they move down the line from there.
Okay.
All right. So we're ready for another round. Another piloting check from Bob determines the initiative, but this time there's no Myrmecia.
All right. So I currently have a...
Should we do engineering first, though?
No, we do initiative first.
Well, you need initiative regardless, right? So...
19.
Okay. All right. So 19 is a pretty slow initiative. But not the slowest. How about that?
Yeah. Weird.
Good for you.
So we're second again, is what you're saying.
You're second again. Second of three. So engineering phase.
Let's see. Still got the glitching life support.
I would say do something about that gravity well if we can.
Is that something I can do something about?
That seems like maybe a physical science type thing. You're not really sure how gravity wells work. That's a physicist type question.
Is anyone good at that?
Science stuff? Science stuff is computers, right?
Well, no, there science, are actual science
physical
skills.
Physical science is a skill, oh, okay. Which I do not
physical
have.
Science is like physics and mathematics.
Does Amu also have that? Or?
No, I've only got a 12 physical science.
You've got physical science?
Amu's got both physical and life science are the same.
There we go. So. Oh, wow. Jeez, it's even that good. All right, so you got yourself in action.
Yep. Yeah, it's Amu's violin. Nobody knows that he's also a great physicist. Thank you, Brian.
So if Amu's going to handle that, then I'd say maybe we could work on the glitch life support and give Hecubino some help.
I'm wondering if I might not want to divert shields. Power to the shields.
If you're going to do that, then I can, do the first mate action. Because I always just think that anytime we're diverting, better to get two.
The maintenance panel access.
Yep.
Yeah, wouldn't hurt. I was going to suggest if someone could. Yeah. So I guess try that and see if we can get two things off of this.
I'll do like a little victory dance after having blown up, which I assume that we'll hopefully be recording so that we can sell it as a gift that our fans can use in our special servers. And then punch open a maintenance panel and start jiggering things. So that's going to be a athletic.
Will that keep you from acting in the gunnery pew pew phase?
It will. So you're welcome to take the maser.
Okay.
Which does unless deal got, a lot like, more damage.
Unless you want to take a how's your acrobatics check?
My acrobatics check is redonkulous.
Really?
Well, yeah. You could do it.
Yeah, he's very nimble. Do it?
My acrobatics check is a 13, so.
Oh, yeah, that's totally solid. Then why don't you take that then? Because it's the.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Because you are better at the shooty shooties, and I'll be like, haha, look at me. I'm a sneaky little ball.
That's true. Go for it then.
Woohoo! I roll a dibbity do do, then I do the other thing, and then I add the other thing, and I
roll very poorly.
16. Roll very poorly. I am so mad at my dice today. I am mad at my dice. They suck.
Why are we letting Quentin do things right now?
Oh.
Shut up. That maintenance panel access does not work. You don't fail by 10 or more. So that's good.
Yeah.
But unfortunately you're narrowly under the DC too.
Oh, he could have taken I don't suppose you'd let him take a grace after the fact.
Right? I will let you take a grace after the fact.
Will that do it?
That will do it.
Yay! Retroactively asked Grace for help because we're computers.
Computers
Grace
think
just
very
knew
quickly.
You were gonna need.
I think Grace just chimes in. Yeah.
You think Grace assumed that Quentin would fail?
Yeah.
Honest, Grace knows that Quentin is having a bad day.
I imagine it's like, you know, if a person hits their head against the wall, except you're an orb, so you just like tilt forward and you hit your head against the maintenance panel pops open when you do that.
Poink.
All right. That's good. So you're going to assist the engineer when they take the divert action, right?
Yes. They let me divert powers to two things instead of one.
To two systems. Yeah. Yep.
Fix the divert.
Right.
Shields and engines to get more speed.
Yep. Always love that, especially since we're messed up right now.
Yeah. I figure we need all the speed we can get right now.
The other thing, by the way, as a potential AMU action, is you still need to scan to find the warp gates.
That is exactly what I was trying to say. It's like, we're going to need to scan here soon.
Yeah, that might even be better than the gravity well. I mean, as much as I love not being under penalties, like, I don't really want to, say, like, run right into another set of mines or...
Yeah.
Miss the jump.
Yeah. Legit. So, all right. I'd say take that action then. I think that's fair.
All right.
So I'm doing my engineering then first, or?
Yeah. Because that's still. Yep. Go for it.
All right. Do I want to take a grace on this?
Yeah.
If it's going to two systems, you probably should.
All right. So this plus two.
Wow, nice.
Nat 20. Oh, yep.
Ooh, very
good. Didn't need that grace. Sorry.
It's all right. We're good.
All right. So, what's 5% of 208 again?
It's 5% of 250, I believe, right? Because your total
power
capacity
is
250.
That'd be 75.
So, 5% of that would be, 12?
7.5. Yes. Something like that. 11? 12? 53?
12?
Math is fun.
We'll call it 12.
Should I just put it?
And then you also get to rebalance the shields when you do that, right?
Yeah, our bow is looking really loose there, too. Let's see.
Which one's the bow? The front?
The front.
Bow is the... Okay.
Do you want to just ignore the bow for now?
I don't know.
Mermessia is the thing that hit you in the bow, and it's gone. But anybody ahead of you could theoretically hit you there. Who knows, right?
Yeah. Well, if any of these guys pull ahead or they got some sort of wacky system, they could.
Put the port to 12 and then take the shields from the aft and starboard, like four of each, and then put it into the bow to get it to 11.
I would try to get them balanced out.
I'd get it fairly balanced out.
Yeah.
All right.
12, 12, 11. That's not bad.
Yep. About as balanced as it can get.
All right. And then what's the other system you're diverting power to?
Plus two to speed.
Plus two to speed. Excellent. The engines and the shields. Yep. Cool. Anything else happening during the engineering phase?
Dan?
No, I'm going to save and do my...
Oh, no, I said scan.
Scan.
Oh, scan. And. Yes. So.
I also heard him say Sam. So.
Yeah, me too.
And Manta. Yeah.
Let's scan it.
Scan is computers, correct?
It is. That's correct.
I am going to take a grace on this.
Yep.
Leaving us with one.
We will.
I'm going to waste a grace on this.
We're going to say that
you and me both, buddy.
Actually, so we're going to do you guys both a favor. 19s, you would have wasted a grace, but since those are both natural 20s, we're going to say that they don't count.
Nice. Ooh, I like that.
Sweet.
Nice.
So a grace like goes to help. It's like, you've got this. All right. So scanning ahead. You see a couple of things. Move this to the token layer. So do you see something right here?
Yes, correct.
It's a good distance away.
It is a good distance.
Hanging it.
Yeah.
At our current speed.
Unfortunately, at our current speed, we are going to just...
We're just going to fall short. 16. 16 squares away, or hexes. 18, 19, 20. Yeah, that's hole. What you get is nice. That. But that's still pretty good.
That is pretty good. Good to know.
For the next warp gate into it, you also can tell, because your sensors get there, and we'll go ahead and say that with your natural 20, that these nebula gas fields that you can kind of see, you guys are kind of on the edge of one right now, they interfere with your scan. You're not in one, but as you try to scan deeper into this one, it doesn't seem to penetrate. They are, it's basically like your scans are less effective. However, you can detect things moving in the nebula.
No, okay. Sir, no, like that.
Good. Ooh. That can't possibly be bad. Be bad.
No, not at all.
Maybe they're friendly.
All right. Anything else in the engineering phase?
No, I'm gonna wait till helm.
Okay. Then we're ready for the helm phase. So the Celebrant of Darkness will declare its movement. It's going to, because it's the slow one this time around. And
oh, they already you already resolved like their initiative and everything, right?
Yeah, that's how we ended up in second.
Yeah, see, this is like I could potentially like mess up their role, but that already happened.
What ability are you referring to?
Haunt. To try and bluff or intimidate check. Each enemy character acting during the selected phase takes a -2 penalty to all checks for 1d4 rounds. Penalty increases to -4 if the enemy's check is made as part of a push action.
So, so initiative determines like the. I guess pilots each attack. Technically, you're right, and I just did it at an inconvenient time. For what's worth, Captain does take place during the engineering phase.
Taunt specifically says any phase, so you use the communication system like during that phase. So if I was going to try to get
case, I will say that it doesn't matter. Like they were going to go the slowest in an like affecting their initiative doesn't really. Matter
I
in
see.
This
so
case.
It doesn't change their speed or anything, like the speed at which they move.
Mm-mm. So speed refers to like the number of hexes they move.
Right, right.
And so no, it won't affect that.
Okay, well then I'll mess their
taunt is more like, you know, it would cause their, let's say they were piloting through the asteroid field.
Right.
Well, they have to make a check to do that, and this would penalize that check.
Okay.
Or right. If you shot a target missile at them and they try to use one of their weapons to shoot it out of the sky, they could take a penalty against that.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll hold my taunt till gunnery and hopefully mess them up from shooting.
Okay. Sounds good. Then in that case, the Celebrant of Darkness, I think, is going to try to put on some speed and just burst ahead of you guys here. Well, they do pull ahead, but they can't get there because it's a ways off. So that's where they will wind up. Squeaky clean. Oh, I forgot the plus. Jeez. That's where they will wind up.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
We can only go with 10 right to there.
Right to here?
One more up. Yeah, right there.
Can he try to pilot the shake off the black hole?
Unfortunately, you don't know a way around that. You could still take some other piloting action in the engineering.
Yeah, I was looking. Yeah, there's nothing really. I mean, we didn't move through any enemy hexes. We didn't have to do any kind of barrel rolls or, I mean, I could do an audacious gambit. It would cost us on our maneuverability, and try to shake off that thing. But,
that requires 12 ranks in piloting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. I don't qualify for that. So yeah, the only thing I can do right now is just fly and try to give it all she's got with, this gravity well slowing us down.
Fair enough. And then the Umber Wyvern was actually the fastest, 12, 13, 14. So now it is a much narrower race. The Umber Wyvern is still bringing up the rear, but you guys are all within about 6 hexes of each other as you approach this warp gate. So it is tightened up significantly after you guys got hit with that gravity well generator. And we're ready for the gunnery phase.
Do you have any resolve points?
Yeah, actually? I do. I was thinking, I'm in the exact same boat, buddy. So I think I'm going to resolve, and because I can hit with the forward and the mazer if I spend one.
What are you doing?
So I'm going to spend one of my resolve points basically on the gunner action of what's it called?
The full attack, basically.
Yeah, broadside, which is
all the weapons that can fire in a certain firing arc?
Correct.
So that would be your turret weapon and your forward-mounted weapon?
Correct.
What's your forward-mounted weapon?
It's the forward mount is the high-explosive missile launcher, which I am getting very low on missiles on that one. We're down to, how many missiles do I have left?
I know I fired one.
I've got 2 charges left, so we're going to use another one now.
Well, I mean, it's against the Celebrant of Darkness, so that's cool.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to use that and the Mazer against the Celebrant.
Man, I made this map, as I said before, way too big. Way too you big. Guys are just all going to blow each other to pieces before you get to the other surprises I have. That's okay.
Is there a grace left?
Yes.
Yes, there is.
Oh, were you going to do something, Hecubino?
I'm going to try and taunt the Celebrant's gunners because I figure they're probably shooting at us.
Oh, yeah.
That seems reasonable.
So I will, Hecubino will get on the comm and kind of tearfully sounding will say, thank you. We are so happy to be inducted along with our, with the other entrance, the broadside of a barn and Absalon Station in the Hall of Fame of things that you couldn't hit on your best day.
Nice.
Finish him.
So I'm going to make an intimidate check here.
Okay. Sounds good.
So that's a 30 because I'm penalized.
All right. On the comms, the celebrant captain responds, like, you wound me, but we love pain. So actually, I kind of like that. Keep talking.
Oh.
But you do seem to have distracted them.
Oh, that's good.
Made it really.
You like so... pain, huh?
So, they are going to, if I succeeded, they are going to take a minus two penalty to all checks. So, each
any
enemy
check
character
that happens in the gunnery phase
during the selected phase. Yep. For 1d4 rounds. So
go ahead and roll that 1d4. Even if it's a one, it's this phase.
Yeah.
Hey, three. That's a lot. That's probably gonna go with hopefully the rest of the combat. We'll see.
Yeah, that's actually some excellent value from that.
Oh, great, great. I think we had a broadside mentioned.
Yeah.
So speaking of broadsides, go for it.
So do we have any grace left?
Yes, for the second
round. Yes.
Okay, sorry, I missed it. Then I will take that on the mazer shot. So let me roll.
Do we have
that.
More than one left? Since,
yes.
Since we got two refunded.
Oh, right, right. I forgot about
that. You, in fact, have three graces left.
Well, that's sweet. Then I will take it on two of those because I'm making two attacks. So, and they're at minus two penalty, so that'll just negate that. So sweet.
And did you have to spend a resolve for that? Yeah.
Yes, I do. Okay. So I'll mark that off on my sheet.
And don't forget that each of those go to different things. So, like to different defenses.
Right. That's
yes,
true.
Yes. One versus armor class. One versus target lock.
Yes.
Does
so
the Celebrate of Darkness have a point weapon in their turret or aft?
Well, this is for the mazer going towards their, I guess, rear shields. Ugh,
okay.
Bad roll, though. So I'm guessing that misses.
That will miss.
All right. Well, then we're going to hit with try the forward mount, which will probably also miss. Unfortunate.
I mean, that's an 18, right?
No, because I have a minus two penalty.
Oh,
so they're actually
you're taking multiple attacks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let me see here. Yeah, both of those miss.
Unfortunate. Mm. Well, sometimes you roll way better than average damage, and sometimes you don't roll above six on two nat 20 rolls.
Or two d20 rolls. Yep.
D20 rolls. Yep.
All right.
Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug.
Let's see. I will use my turret. Well, I guess kind of. Does an EMP do anything to you guys?
It really messes with Bob's teeth.
that's not yes. funny, man.
All right, we're totally gonna EMP you guys because that seems fun.
Boo.
Oh no, Bob's teeth.
So. The Celebrant of Darkness will target your target lock. And it definitely hits. It rolled a 19 on its die. So that means we roll a d4 and we will affect the weapon system. So we will choose an arc. And it's the port side is... now malfunctioning. So it's not glitching, it's malfunctioning. So minus four there.
Well, okay.
You know, not the end of the world. But they also did their fancy little gunnery check, and they miss you with their turret gun, their chain gun, which has the ripper property, which is really devastating if it hits your, not your shields, but just the hull itself. Unfortunately, it, you know, catches some of the shields and some of the asteroid debris in between you. And some of the, their gunner actually didn't account for the bend in space time for the gravity well.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why I missed too.
Yeah, rookie mistake.
Physics.
I would quote Lost, but I don't want to give us the explicit E. all right. So You get a comm beacon from the Umber Wyvern. Do you accept the call?
Squeaky clean here.
Yeah. It's Red Iron. Well, we've had our differences, but I say we should be the last two left. What do you think?
I agree. One, because we at least owe you that much. And two, because...
You're in my heavy laser cannon's forward mount. Arc!
I mean, there is that. But also, how much fun would it be if it was just the two of us at the end? We've got history. I don't know these guys from, you know, Flagathor.
The drama! The grudge match!
All right, then they will fire upon the Celebrant of Tomorrow as well, launching a broadside, which the Umber Wyvern, because you guys are all so close together, everything is in like light, devastating, full attack range. So they use a heavy laser cannon and their plasma torpedo launcher. So kind of a similar action to what Vangie was trying, except their gunner rolls 10 higher on each roll. Showing you up. Dealing something like 30 points of hull damage to the Celebrant of Tomorrow. And it is... Oh boy! So Perfect. It's got engine damage, and is still flying, but its life support is venting oxygen. Its engines are damaged. It's got you're seeing unstable power core reactions. That chain gun seems to be dangling on a chain unintentionally. it's dicey. All right. Time for these mines to catch up. Oh, yeah, they will speed up. And they're, because you guys were a little bit slower this round and they're a little bit faster, they're going to deal damage to each one of you.
At least it's even.
Maybe.
Is this where we react on with the right net? Side.
Do you mean each ship or this is where all we react six with the of net. Us? Right?
Each ship.
Okay, because I was like, this mine is going to like sneak in the ship and just smack each of us in the head.
Yeah, that's it's gonna. The mine sneaks in and pulls out a knife and just like cuts each of our throats.
Well, I mean, it is possible for you guys on the ship to take damage like Quentin did earlier. Or, you know, think of it as like the bridge blowing up and the console, you go flying back.
Right, the 50,000 volt console.
Yeah. So, that's going to deal 17 damage to the aft.
Well, can we get to roll our, laser net?
Yeah. No. They're not in that, arc.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Wow.
The laser net's not the rear arc?
Nope, they're on
the port starboard. We don't have anything in the back.
Oh.
We should reconsider that next time.
Yeah, I know.
And we'll fix it, and then we'll never be attacked from the back again.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, this is a very specific situation, right? It's like, it made sense, thinking that we're going to be involved in, like, dogfights and stuff.
Right. But in a race, it does kind of make sense in a race that you really want to have a rear gun. Yeah. And then no one was necessarily expecting that tracking mines would come and hit you in the aft shields every round.
Sure.
So,
yeah, that's fair.
You do seem to have run out of most of the mines, although you think that there are more probably scattered throughout.
Did someone note the damage that we took?
17.
Sure did not. So...
So five spill over onto the hole.
And the aft.
Yeah.
Aft empties.
How are we doing on hull points? What's your
so
your increment is 10?
Yeah, we're at 67. So.
Oh, so somewhere in there we
should have another system.
Another system. So that's going to be number 65, which I think is the engines.
Oh, great. No. It goes up to malfunctioning.
Oh, crap.
What is that, a minus four? Or?
It is a minus four.
Even though it was previously patched?
Well, because it was patched, it goes from glitching to malfunctioning.
Yep.
Oh, sure.
You also
it's a patch, not a real fix.
Sure. It's not a fix. It's a patch, yeah. So it's a minus four for piloting checks, and you can't
minus five.
Take push actions.
Blech.
Oh, lame.
Using that system. If your power core gets hit with that, it's worse.
I can imagine.
Everybody else is also venting all sorts of stuff into space. Like, nobody took that hit cleanly. Just
We're
so you guys
know. We're all just
going
to limp along.
Yeah. Like, they've been patching their ship, too. But as you note, like, you don't get to recover that much in terms of shields. Like, you can recover some, but it doesn't stop you from taking all of the damage. The Celebrant of Darkness is barely still, I was going to say seaworthy, spaceworthy. There you go.
Voidworthy.
Drift.
Yeah, voidworthy. The Umber Wyvern is looking like its investment in toughness is holding it okay. It seems to be in arguably the best shape. Maybe
slow
along
and steady.
With you guys, but mm-hmm. who can say?
They've been at the tail the whole time, but also they're probably in the best shape.
Right. Yeah, they've been picked on the least.
Yeah.
They have been probably hit by the most mines, though. All right. That means we're on to the next round, but I think that this would be a good point right as we're approaching this next warp gate and the unknowns of the nebula and the things hiding within as you guys are teaming up with the new team Rust Dragon potentially to take down Team Immense tomorrow to call it for this episode.
Oh, man. I don't know, Kevin. I think we're going to make it to that inner ring.
But you're going to make it to the inner ring.
It might take us like 40 rounds because our speed will be slowed to one.
Right.
And we'll just have to limp along.
Yeah. I think it depends on our ability to roll that or roll D20s.
Yeah.
Well, so now here's what I will say. Each ring gets smaller, so the actual distance you travel is less, and it accelerates you.
Yeah, but if our speed keeps dropping off, it's going to offset each other. I don't know what's going to happen, dear listeners. You don't know what's going to happen until you come back next time and find out what we are doing. Until then, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.